It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Ann Strangchamps.
They can lie louder, but I can tell the truth longer.
We get so many politicians coming through. It's hard to tell who's there for coffee or who's there for J.C. Watts. I was there for J.C. Watts, Baptist minister, a member of Congress. This was a rising star in the Republican Party.
And the truth has to fight to get through.
He came to Pella, Iowa, to campaign for Rand Paul. And he said something that just was an epiphany for me, in the sense that I never understood why all of the conservative friends that I have, admire, respect, could think so differently than I on so many different topics. And he said that Democrats believe that all people are born good, and Republicans know that we're all born bad.
Our children's innocence is more threatened than ever before.
And somebody asked him a question about a shooter in Louisiana who killed a bunch of people at a theater. And he said, Democrats would say, oh, something bad happened to the man, maybe society, maybe it was the guns. And Republicans, he said, we know it's not the guns' fault. We know it's not society's fault. He's a bad man. We become good by being born again. And so there's this tension that probably goes all the way back to original sin. And when J.C. Watts laid that out for me, boom, there it is.
That's Robert Leonard. He's the news director of KAIA and KRLS in Pella, Iowa. And original sin, Adam and Eve and the serpent, humanity's fall from grace, could a Bible story really have that much effect on lives and politics today? Let's go back to Robert.
Well, I am not a theologian, but the way that he laid this out and how the role of original sin in that people are bad, if you start with the premise that we're bad, which is, you know, original sin, and I don't know, and he's taking it to one of the extremes where it's really a bad thing. I'm a lapsed Lutheran, and so when I was raised, you know, original sin was there, but it wasn't anything that, I don't know if it drove our worldview or not. It just sort of set the stage, but it drives his worldview. And so then, if original sin is so powerful, and we only become good by being saved, and then we want to rely on the church and not the state, whenever Democrats want the state to do something that Republicans think that the church or maybe the family should do, it's a slap in the face of the church.
Hmm. What did people think of what J.C. Watts was saying about this difference between Republicans and liberals about whether you're born good or born bad? Did they like that? Did they agree?
They just nodded. The ones that were there just sort of accepted it. People are very polite about it, but a lot of my Republican friends, they disdain liberals. That we are weak, we are enabling people, we're taking money. Liberals don't admire the military. There is a bit of fear that their world is under attack by liberals.
Hmm. And yet there you are, living in the same community, and you're liberal, and you're probably not the only liberal. Do you feel like your conservative neighbors have disdain or loathing for you?
Oh, probably some of them do. But most of them operate day to day without that problem. We just all, you know, everybody gets along and we solve problems. But, you know, when we start talking about politics, it really gets down to it. I'm sure that there are probably plenty of people that think that, you know, I'm morally weak.
Hmm.
And it's different out here in rural America. I mean, it's like I was talking with somebody today, you know, in emergency management. If I have a heart attack at home, it's going to be volunteers that come save my life. In the big cities of the East and West Coast, that would be unheard of. We are independent. We rely on each other. The church is the big social network that helps hold society together. And so a lot of times people in big cities don't get that. We see the infrastructure getting built in the big cities. We will spend millions of dollars to save 12 seconds off a big city dweller's commute and let our farm-to-market roads fall apart. Mm. And so there's this tension that relates to the urban-rural divide, but also, you know, probably goes all the way back to original sin.
You're in Bible Belt, Iowa. The majority of your neighbors go to church, were raised in the church?
Yeah, the majority. Yeah. A lot of people go to church. A lot of people go to church 3 days a week, and they volunteer for church. And these are hardworking people. They're, you know, sometimes, you know, people have two or three jobs. They'll sell, oh, Scentsy or Avon or something on the side, and they'll volunteer in the community. They'll be a volunteer firefighter. They'll volunteer at church. They're just hardworking people, and
they don't want to.
They're great people, and that's why I wanted to get at the roots of this.
Hmm. What do you think? I mean, do you think humans are born bad?
Well, what I think is really pretty irrelevant. I think that I will say that altruism, if you look at evolutionary biology and our evolutionary history, there's, you know, reason to believe that altruism was an adaptation and that we all sort of need to help each other out to survive. And there's been a lot of research to show that groups that cooperate better and are organized and are going to survive, and others aren't. So I would, you know, what I think is irrelevant. I'm not a neuroscientist, an evolutionary biologist, or a theologian.
Mm.
But I think, yeah, I guess you've pushed me to it. One time I saw a street corner preacher, and there was a bunch of teenagers, middle schoolers or a little bit older. And this was at a festival, and they were walking by him, and he started telling them that they were sinners. You kids are sinners. Do you recognize that you're sinners? You are sinners, and you're only saved through Jesus. And the kids are looking, oh, you know, okay. And the kids are nodding. They don't know what to do with this guy yelling at him. And he says, you are wretches. Do you know you are wretches? And I thought, well, those are beautiful, wonderful children. Don't say that to them. And then all of a sudden, the word wretch came to me, that beloved song that so many people love, Amazing Grace, saved a wretch like me. And it's just like, that's not a premise that I'm willing to work off of, just to be honest with you. Those children aren't wretches. They're wonderful, beautiful human beings. And I so badly wanted to say something, but I didn't have the courage. Maybe I didn't want to interrupt. Maybe I thought the kids should handle themselves, but it was that, you know, it's just, I think that we're good.
So I'm curious, having realized that there is this deep divide between liberal and conservative worldviews that goes back to this ancient notion of original sin, have you thought about how to bridge that?
Well, actually, I have. I have a friend who was a pastor at a Christian school. He said, I was raised when I was a kid that God is a Republican. And if you love God, you will vote Republican. He said, I was in my 20s before I realized the world was more complex. And so I think there's a movement. I think the Christian left is rising, and so they are coming up against the Christian right and some of the things that we hear, the, you know, the stridency of Ted Cruz and Mike Huckabee and the treatment of refugees and the poor and the downtrodden, and coupled in with this prosperity gospel that's risen in the last 20 years or so. There's the Christian left. I think they're starting to get strong. I think that if Republicans teach that God is a Republican, there's a lot of people like me and in the Christian left that were raised that Jesus was a Democrat.
You live in a small town, and you're talking about small town communities. Is there fallout for you in saying and writing some of this stuff?
Oh, a little bit, but you know, people are used to me. I'm on the radio every day, and they're used to me, and they understand my personality, and that I'm trying to learn, and they're more than willing to teach me and appreciate me, and most of them, you know, are fond of me, and so I'm pretty lucky.
They're probably praying for you.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are.
That's Robert Leonard. He's the news director of KAIA and KRLS in Pella, Iowa. And if you don't want to read the fascinating piece he wrote for the New York Times about his neighbors and original sin, just head over to our website at ttbook.org.